programming has teeth. I think that all teenagers should learn programming, and that their first language should be JavaScript, as it is the language of the web. Programs like Node-RED, P5.js, and Electron.js Fiddle make for a really powerful introduction to programming. It is rare to have such a beautiful start. I myself wrote a neat program today that allows for manipulating gradients to gently shape the look and feel of windows, captions, status and menu bars, and buttons. It works really well. It is for my own visual programming language, which is similar to a desktop operating system, except in my program, you can pan and zoom in or out, and applications can be connected together with wires. It's nothing new, nothing revolutionary, but it is necessary for many reasons. I once had this pretty cool daydream where, upon clicking a pi symbol on a web page, the web page shrank, revealing itself to be just a window on a large desktop, and behind it sitting many other windows all connected together. The lines revealing the mechanism behind the now minimized website. Neat little windows showing how data is loaded, connections to other services, blinking little red and green lights as the data goes in and out, and even a more capable program to manage users' own profile. I have since created many such metaprogramming environments, learning what to do and what to navigate around. For example, my program will have a mode where windows can't be dragged live. Instead, a much faster outline, or just a circle, will be dragged. And once it is dropped, the window will then jump there. This will allow for a snappy UI experience on cheap single-board computers. And I am constantly being pulled towards creating a file system inside the web page, almost with directories and files. Though here, for the purpose of manipulating data structures and generating a kind of a report when things change. The report is basically another tree, a tree of signals. So, a button in a window would be represented by a folder with some files, and if that button folder gets deleted or changed somehow, the tree comes to life in many different places to update a whole bunch of stuff. It will update a UI editor, a preview of that window, and even the incomplete but already running application. And of course, it will update the branches of the tree or the lists that mention the button. I call it a bubbling signal tree for now, meaning that a lot of stuff will happen somewhat automatically, bubble from the button up. Automatic behavior is a big deal here because tree recursion is really hard, and all those codependencies and parent nodes and subnodes, they all have to communicate really well and dependably, so it has to be automatic. In some other areas of programming, automatic behaviors that resolve dependencies can be seen as a form of intelligence. There is so much to inspire here. There is so much to explore. I do not mean to make lives more complicated. I see programming as a replacement for ineffective education. Programming is not a hobby like stargazing or 3D printing. It is a super fast way out of the worst of poverty, if not all of it. Equipped with knowledge of programming, a person is no longer afraid of poverty. Programming makes people stronger. And unlike all the other greater pursuits, results in the world of programming are instant. You learn every day, you dream up ideas all the time, and before you know it, you are putting all the building blocks together to create something new, something unexpected. The politicians are not going to repair the world. But learning for real can go around that. It is perhaps even better than relying on other people's honesty. Programming leads towards a great intellectual independence, and it helps students learn to see ineffective education as they can contrast programming to whatever their teachers are trying to teach. And eventually, programming even becomes a tool for learning and research, allowing for simulation, automation, creation, and so much more.